Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at verses that will keep our family strong. We're going to look at a verse in the Song of Solomon today. First, a few comments. Teaching and training sexuality is first and foremost a family's responsibility. Don't leave it to anyone else. It cannot be delegated or abdicated. It is responsibility of the two people who brought the child into the world by the act of sex to teach about sex through appropriate words and faithfulness and commitment to marriage. Today and tomorrow's passage exhorts parents to be involved. Solomon, Song of Solomon 8:8-10. Let me read it and then I'll explain it. We have a little sister and she has no breasts. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build on her a battlement of silver. But if she is a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. And then she says, I was a wall, and my breasts were like towers, and then I was in his eyes as one who finds peace. Song of Solomon, 8, verse 8, is a clear reference to a young girl. And the question is, what responsibility do we have until she is spoken for, until she grows up, and until she's engaged and married? In other words, how can we prepare her for God's gift? If she is a wall, refers to one who stands firm against the advancement of men. If the young girl remains virtuous and pure, her family will build towers of silver on her. The tower was a reference to the strategic part of the city, and it was the place where battle gear was hung. The battle gear exhibited a sense of strength. So if she stands strong and remains pure, the family vows to honor her and encourage her. They will say, way to go, we are so proud of you, stay strong, we're praying for you, we'll be here to encourage you. But what if she's promiscuous? Well, let's wait and consider how parents should respond to that tomorrow. Father, may we never ignore or delegate or abdicate the responsibility to teach our children about the great gift of sex. Don't let us leave it to somebody else. Give us the courage and the words to say. In Jesus' name, amen.